America, including all white hat leaders. The only kingdom there is the kingdom of God. The only reality is God, which includes God's manifestation. And God is defined as incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. America is an individual manifestation of God, for it represents the qualities of God. It was established to be an example of God's country. The God-appointed messengers are protected by God. Their life is the life of God, the only life there is. My life, everyone's life, there is only one life, and that's the life of spirit, wherein there is no matter. Matter is a misnomer because the reality is spirit, and a supposed opposite is matter. But there is no opposite to reality. Anything that's an opposite of reality is an absence of reality. So it's nothingness. Reality is the only isness, the only somethingness. And that must be the focus. Reality. And that includes every one of God's symbols of His kingdom, which of course includes America. There is no action, no functionality, no capacity of this kingdom of God, which are functions of mind itself, the items just mentioned, that can be interfered with. There is not and cannot be any defection, any dilution, any deflection, any diversion, any stoppage, or any interference, or anything else that tries to interfere with the operation of God. There is no other measurement except for the power of God, and that is infinite. For that is the power of God in action. It's uninterrupted. It's like a principle. It is always operating, and there is nothing that can interfere with that operation. One idea of God cannot interfere with another idea of God. Everything that is a quality of God is under the protection of love, which is the office of God that is assigned that duty. And therefore, there's not a single quality of God that can be penetrated. It can't be compromised. It can't be altered. Spirit is the substance of every idea of God. And every manifestation of God is under that same protection of love. Truth automatically exposes a belief in an opposite, which is error. And spirit exposes a belief in its opposite, which is matter. And mind, the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, exposes a belief in its opposite, which is mortal mind. Soul exposes a belief in its opposite, which is material sense. Principle exposes a belief in its opposite, which is chaos. Life exposes a belief in its opposite, which is anything less than full vigor, vitality, and eternal life. Slowness, inactivity, anything other than full vitality is a symbol for death. Even a moderation of full vitality is a symbol of death. And truth, as already explained, exposes its opposite, which is the belief in error. And love exposes its opposite, which is a belief in the absence of completeness, the absence of wholeness. There cannot be any action that is against America, for America is a symbol of God's kingdom. Every single individual that is a part of the goodness of America is a part of the kingdom of God, and therefore is protected, cannot be injured or subject to accident, cannot be subject to interference or dilution, deflection, defection, cannot be hampered in activities that are for the good of humanity, cannot be stopped, cannot be reversed. For all of these actions are the actions of God, working his purpose out. Functionality, facility, these are actions of God. Progress is the law of God, which means that there cannot be any retrogression, regression, even a slowing down of the continuous progress of God's idea, as symbolized by America. There is no existence of any entity, individual, any action of any kind whatsoever that can touch God. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. There is nothing outside of the realm of these qualities that are real. War is not real. War is a concept that there can be a conflict between good and evil. But there's no conflict because good is real, and a theory of evil is a theory. It's fantasy land. It is an illusion. It's an illusion that there can be a power apart from good, a power apart from infinite, incorporeal, divine, and supreme mind. But where could that power come from? Mind is omnipotent. There is no other. And how about intelligence? There can be no intelligence that can work against America. For America, again, is a symbol of the kingdom of God. There's nothing that can have a source that could be active that could work against America. Consciousness has to be clear that God is the only source through the office of mind. Spirit is the only substance, which means that the foundation, the very substance of the kingdom of God cannot be penetrated. There's nothing that can compete or oppose the onlyness of God. An attack by so-called belief of mortal mind that supposedly has ability or capacity or functionality or facility to interfere with the action of God is ludicrous. All action is in God, and it is for good because God is spirit, and spirit is goodness. In one of Mary Baker Eddy's translations of God, it indicated that the proper translation was good. There's no evil in goodness. It's like anything that is pure. It can't be mixed with something that is impure. Purity means purity. God is the ultimate purity because God is spirit. And spirit is pureness. There's no mixture with something that's impure. Pureness is totally transparent and therefore totally reflective. All of these qualities are qualities of God, and God isn't getting those qualities from another source. God is the quality. God is pureness. He's not just pure. He is pureness itself. Just like he is knowing. God doesn't have to remember. God knows. God is the source of knowing. God is the source of intelligence, the source of wisdom. That's what God is. And God's kingdom reflects God. So there's no part of God's kingdom that is symbolized by America that can be defective. It is God's creation. The idea of America is a symbol of the kingdom of God. And it cannot be interfered with, cannot be diluted, can't be deflected or defected, can't be stopped, and it can't be reversed. The idea of God is a reflection of the spiritual manifestation. God being spirit, God's manifestation is spiritual. It is not land and buildings. water, mountains, people, fish, birds. That's not what America is. America's idea. Those are only symbols of the underlying foundation of the only kingdom that is real, the only kingdom that exists, and that is the kingdom of God. Nothing can interfere with the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is omnipresent. It is here. And there is no time in the infinite. So the kingdom of God is here now. We are at the point of here and now, always. The full capacity of God, which is infinite, is a part of the foundation of every idea of God. God is not divided. God is reflected. And that reflection reflects back out into the kingdom of God. The very same thing that it received by reflection. God's kingdom is perfect, and everything in it reflects God's perfection. That means every individual, every messenger. There is not a single solitary variance, no deviation from the perfection of God. Every reflection is a perfect reflection. And it's there, whether it's recognized or not, whether or not one lets something mar or interfere in one's own thought atmosphere has nothing to do with reality. The sun is always shining. Whether we see it or not, that does not affect the truth. The sun always shining is a symbol of mind being the enlightenment. It's always there. Whether one recognizes it or not, whether one accepts it or not, whether one demonstrates it, whether one lives it, is irrelevant to the fact. The kingdom of God is always the kingdom of God. It is always good. It is always complete. It is always perfect. And nothing can even touch it. Nothing can even come close to changing it or interfering with it or improving it. It's already perfect. And it's infinite in scope. No limitation whatsoever. And nothing can limit it. Nothing can limit the goodness of the symbol of America. Nothing can interfere it. Nothing can stop it. The protective shield of every idea of God cannot be penetrated. And America is a symbol of the kingdom of God, of the kingdom of heaven. It's right here, right now. In its full perfection, fully protected by infinite, incorporeal, divine, supreme mind, and spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Amen.